Beliefs and attitudes have evolved in many countries like Ghana to recognize the importance of fully including persons with disabilities in every field of human endeavor. Sports for persons with disabilities, for instance, is not a new concept, but its full potential as a powerful, low-cost means to foster greater inclusion and well-being for persons with disabilities is only beginning to be realized. As Ghana hosts the third Africa Cup of Nations for the amputee, Radio Ghana's Rosemary Gezi throws a satellite on amputee football and the exploits of the Ghanaian team nicknamed the Black Challenge. Ghanaians, mostly students, call this jama, that is singing to whip up morale and interest in a sport or any physical activity. This group of players does just that moments before starting a training game. They are physically challenged, but that has never deterred them from doing what they know best, playing football.
Okay, move. Go back a little.
Indeed, champions aren't made in gyms. They are made of something they have deep inside them, a desire, a dream, or a vision.
When you dream,
they have to have the skill and the will, but the will must be stronger than the skill, and that is what the Black Challenge, Ghana's national amputee footballers, who are number 6 in the world, seem to be telling able persons. Confident-looking captain of the Ghanaian team, Richard Opintel, 29, is among 3 professional amputee footballers in Ghana now plying their trade in Turkey.
I had my amputation when I was 6 years old, but before the amputation, I used to play football with my friends. But after my amputation, I said to myself, will I be able to play football like I've been playing with my friends again? And I said to myself, Charlie, I can't play with them anymore because I'm amputated. But there was a day they were playing. I was watching them. I said, let me give it a try. But that particular day, I didn't join them. And anytime they get the ball, then they'll be passing it to each other. When they pass the ball, I kick my one leg. Anytime they pass the ball, I also lift my leg like I'm also giving a pass. It got to a time I stood up, heard my coaches, went onto the pitch, and I told them I would join. So when they give me the ball, I managed to push the ball. So I got used to it, and now I'm with the national team.
Have you ever been discouraged? Or how about any fear of playing with one leg?
Never at all, because I thank God I had a family who are very caring. Even though they were not wealthy, they gave me all the motivation, and that has brought me this far, especially my mother. Now, thank God, through amputee soccer, I play professional in Turkey. I play for Yeni Mahalli Amputee Club. I finished with my first season. We won the 2010 to 2011 Amputee Turkish League.
Being among the few professional players in the national football team, how are you able to impart on your colleagues here?
I always tell them that there is a future ahead. They need to fight harder, because without fighting harder, you cannot reach the top. Any interesting thing that they find themselves in, they should put in more effort. Believe you and me, the sky is our limit. They shall surely get there.
On the anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act in 2009, then-President George Bush remarked, "As long as we never forget that every life is a miracle and each person has something to contribute, we will finish the job." This happens to be the mindset of Coach Ali Jarrah of Ghana's amputee football team, who until his predicament in the 1990s was a superb goalie.
Call from Japan after that, and I started feeling back pain and I got paralyzed. That's how mine happened. I went to UK for treatment in Cromwell Hospital. I stayed over there for a year and a half before I came back to Ghana. So after I came back, I started with 2 crutches, and I have to fight going to gym, rehab, swimming combined. And when I started recovering, and I went into my specialty is in goalkeeping. So I started with a goalkeeper's academy, which now I have 360 goalkeepers. In Ghana, when you go to a coaching course, you have to combine both. So that's how I got interested in coaching as well.
How difficult or how different is it coaching in quotes the able men and otherwise?
You know, they are not even up to the semi-professional level. So it's very, very difficult. But whilst you are a grassroots coach, it's a little bit easier because we tap raw talent to make them stars.
Are there any difference in the rules of the game? Talk of the ordinary football we know and the amputee football.
In terms of soccer, we all change one ball, but we don't play throw kicks because you can't pick a ball with your crutches and throw, so it will be a throw kick whereby the ball will be dead and you kick across. Corner will be normal. The goalkeeper can never cross his line because goalkeeper has two legs and the goalkeepers are stronger than the ables. A goalkeeper can come out from his box and dribble everybody and go and score, so you can't come out from your box. If the ball touches the amputated leg, it's foul. You need to play with the only leg you have.
That's interesting to hear.
Yes. And if the ball touches your crutches, it's also foul because it's cheating. We have to use only our legs to play.
How about the number of players on a pitch, substitution and all that?
Substitution is like a big soccer. Everybody can go in and come out. So the 25 minutes ends. But 7 in number. One goalkeeper, 6 players.
How exciting, or let me say difficult or dangerous, could a typical amputee football competition be?
Amputee soccer is not dangerous. Why? Because it's not a contact sport. You need to flee through the game. And people need to come and watch. It's more exciting than 11-sided game. And you'll be more happy to see handicaps playing whereby they are playing in better like the able people.
With the name Black Challenge, just strikes that they are challenged. And what are some of the challenges that they face?
It's a lot. Coming out from the boat telling what is going on. Life has been challenging for them. That's why they are called Black Challenge. At the end of the day, challenges, we have to overcome whatever comes our way. We want to prove a point that we can do it. What the ables can, we the unables can do better.
And when you walk with pride, don't show the hurt inside, because the pain will soon be gone.
Sport, gymnastics specifically, was first used in Sweden in the late 1800s as a means of therapy for persons with disabilities. Since then, sport for persons with disabilities has blossomed to include more than 17 international games, among them Olympic-level competitive games targeting athletes with disabilities, the Deaflympics for those with hearing impairments, Paralympics for people with all forms of physical disabilities such as limb loss and blindness, and the Special Olympics for those with intellectual disabilities. Francis Ajetisoa is president of Ghana Amputee Football Federation, host of the third edition of Africa Amputee Nations Cup Tournament. Their inspiring disabled leader also happens to be the African president of Amputee Football Federations.
As executive members of the Association of Sports for the Disabled Folk, we have to give them the necessary support. And in 2006, amputee football was actually inaugurated. And in 2007, they have to be in Sierra Leone to play the African Cup of Nations. They were the first to have emerged victorious and emerged as the first African country to have lifted the coveted trophy.
How has the Amputee Football Federation fared on the continent, and if you like Ghana in particular?
Ghana in particular, the boys have actually assaulted themselves and have actually marketed themselves. Ghana happens to be the first country in Africa to have qualified to the quarterfinal stages of the tournament. Ghana happens to be the first country in the world to have transferred 3 players as professionals to Turkey.
Do you think amputee football has any prospects in Ghana?
Today, as we speak, it is has come a sort of a new industry which is also being branded. It has actually given an avenue for employment. Persons with disability have been marginalized over the years. Today, because of what is really unfolding, some of them have actually awakened from their slumber. That there's an opportunity for them also to justify themselves, and then society will be able to give them the due recognitions. 3 or 5 of the players, excuse my language, were along the street. They came tourists. It has actually given them some opportunity. At the end of it all, they are given fantastic allowances by government. That alone, the community in which they come from, give them respect.
Surely, the power of sport as a means to improve the lives of persons with disabilities is reflective in the exploits of the Ghanaian amputee football team. The UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities is the first legally binding international instrument to address the rights of persons with disabilities with regard to sport. state parties stand to encourage and promote to the fullest extent possible the participation of persons with disabilities in mainstream sporting activities at all levels. Ghana, in this regard, has no excuse not to dream big, noting the success stories of its national disabled sports teams. Rosemary Gazy, reporting for Radio Ghana. Dream big.